how a Jew should really look like, how a Jew should really behave. And that's why when the Beis Hamikdash was taken away, so we haven't really got somewhere to, we haven't really got two worlds to see the contrast to be what we should look like and what we do look like, what the world should look like and what the world does look like. We don't really have that without a Beis Hamikdash. The same thing is when a tzaddik goes away, so we lost an example, we lost a role model of what we should really be looking like, and you know, how we should really be pushing ourselves. So that's why when a tzaddik passes away, it's like the same bechina as Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. It's like the same idea as the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. That's what brought a yid to do tshuva. When a yid sees a tzaddik, also has a hero tshuva. Every time you have a feeling of something, there's something more spiritual, there's something more to it, then a person always has a feeling of repentance. So the same thing as when Shabbos comes, and Shabbos is Miloshen Toshev. Shabbos means to do tshuva, to repent. Why? Because Shabbos comes in, a person feels holier, a person feels holier, then the person starts thinking and realizing how gashmi, so how materialistic it was during the week. So he sees the contrast. It's always healthy to have somebody or something or a day or a person to be able to put up everything into perspective for a person, to show a person how far he is and how much there's still to go. And that's one of the yonims. You see a person like that who grew up in America and came to what it became, it's very mechayev, it's very, it's like a chorban beis hamikdash. Because losing somebody like that is losing somebody where we could look at him and we could see where, what's really expected of every individual to push himself. Everybody's got to get to where his maximum is. Not everybody's maximum is to get to Nosson Zwifinkel. But nevertheless, the person's still got to know that he, to learn from such a thing, how a person has to push himself. So it's like a chorban beis hamikdash. We've lost a role model. So another, so anything, you see a tzaddik, you see somebody supernatural, you see somebody like him, you saw somebody where a person wouldn't have been a spiritual person in his state. It's always good to see something, it's a koyach l'mal min ha-teva. You see a tzaddik, you see a koyach which is l'mal min ha-teva, you see a koyach that's l'mal, that's high. That's what we saw in the Beis Hamikdash as well. Why was it Asar Nisim Nasu Lavisayinu? Why did there have to be Nisim the whole time in the Beis Hamikdash? It's a hilly place without Nisim as well. There's no Nisim. You walk into the Beis Hamikdash, there's Ashros Ashchina over there. Why do you need constantly Nisim, miracles in the Beis Hamikdash? The answer is because you've got to realize you're walking when you've got to realize that you can't be too hamish with the Shechina. You've got to realize when you're walking into a Makom Kodesh, you've got to realize you're walking into a supernatural place. So made it, therefore, together with the fact that there's Ashros Ashchina there, together with that, in fact, there was miracles there the whole time. To show us that when you're connecting to Ruchnis, you're connecting to something which is supernatural. I mean, the same thing by tzaddik. You see somebody like this, who's there's a koyach elaki, there's a godly koyach that kept him going all these years. Kept him going. A normal person couldn't have got where he got to in his state of health. You could see that this. My chavrusa told me, old chavrusa of mine, learned by Reb Nochum, the previous mirror of Hashi, who had the same illness. He said that when he would give Shay, his voice, his speech was perfect. His body was all over the place. You could see Pasha that there's a body and there's a neshama. You could see that very, very clearly. So it's also, you see something supernatural where we are. Even people who are not zochah to come to the funeral, Rabban Shalom wants them to know that there's something going on.